The Rain 2021 Audio Evolution Summit.
So that we also have some nice images. Oops. So now you should see my presentation. That's correct. I currently can't see my presentation as I'm sharing that, but that's hopefully okay, Lee.
Yes, that's quite visible, Matthias.
Okay, perfect.
Excellent. Okay, I'll leave you to it. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Because I don't see, like, I also have Zoom on my side, but I see a different image. Well, if it comes through, then perfect. So I was just a little disoriented. So a little bit about us and ourselves. So you know who I was talking to you today. It's kind of like I'm also in the audio industry for quite a while, or better, in the audio online audio industry for quite a while, because the first company I founded in this industry was 2006. So it's been a while since I've been in the online audio industry. And basically what we did is we started the first Salesforce or web firm, as you call it in the US, for online audio stations in Germany. So we took all the different online audio stations out there, bundled them together, and sold them to the marketing industry. So we basically were a rep firm at the beginning, but as you can tell from the time when we started the company, so it was 2006, a lot of the tech companies, kind of like Express and Triton, were just founded in that time or just founded a few years later. So when we started and wanted to sell online audio, we didn't have the luxury of going to one of those tech companies and say like, hey, we want to have an ad server. Because they didn't exist back then or weren't active in Europe. And the thing there was we needed to build our own technology to sell our inventory. And the good thing is I co-founded my company together with Thomas, who was currently our chief technology officer, who is a great software engineer. And so instead of just selling software, we also spent a lot of our resources into building our own technology. And over the last couple of years, or not couple of years, it's been a few years longer, we realized that this technology can also be beneficial to other companies. So we rebranded to our media desk, and now IT is basically our major part of our business, and we're giving this technology to other radio companies. And I think the good thing there is that we also know the industry quite well, because we've been in it for quite a while. Like Lee already said, we are quite active right now over Europe and the rest of the world. We just recently opened our office in Austin, Texas. So we are also now active in the US. And basically what we are doing, and then I'm going to quit my advertising blog as well, is we are trying to put all the technology into one big technology stack. So it's we do scheduling system for linear media. We do ad server for online display, online audio, and online video. We do media planning and order management. And we also have like agencies and customer portals in place so that clients will have like their own self-serving software that they can use. The thing there is kind of like we are trying to break silos and put everything into one software technology, because what we realized, and I think that was one thing that we learned as a sales house, is you will not have fun with technology if you have like 20 different systems not speaking to each other and like all existing for the self. And like our name already like promises, it's kind of like we're not focusing on one particular media channel. We are trying to get everything on board, because I think in the future, and that's one trend I will talk about here in a minute, is especially that linear radio, like broadcast radio and online audio, are growing more and more together. So we believe kind of like even from a tech point of view, also in the future, radio groups will require technologies that are able to handle both in one technology stack. If we talk about big trends that I'm currently seeing in Europe and also the rest of the world, I think one of the biggest trends that I see right now is that data is becoming more and more relevant. So advertisers are coming to us saying like, okay, how can I achieve my target group better? How can I make sure that only people from my targeting listen to my ads, because I'm not interested in the rest of that? And the challenge, I think, especially for the audio industry, is that it's quite hard to achieve this data, because with the normal online industry like websites, you can easily do predicted behavior targeting and all of that by tagging everybody with a cookie. With online audio, we saw the challenge in Europe that we have a ton of what we call dumb devices. So on the left, I showed a project from the UK, the radio player, which started a lot of years ago. And what they're trying to do is they try to get ownership of the data to get everybody who listens to radio online over the special radio player app, so that the radio stations own their own data. The challenge I also see is kind of like, not everybody is listening to the devices or to the players that the radio station itself offers to the market. There are a lot of other devices that are used. It can be like third-party apps like TuneIn or Radio.de, which is quite common here in Europe. Then they listen over iTunes, Windows Media Player. They also use special devices to listen to online radio. So there are a lot of ways where the radio station itself can't really get the data from. You could try to get like corporations with app providers and try to get people to share the data with them, do revenue share models, and a lot of radio stations try to do that. But still, you end up with a lot of devices and ways on how people consume audio where it is not possible to set like cookies or to get a smartphone ID, etc. And I think in the future, and I think especially in Europe with all the new GDPR coming up, I think it will become even more challenging to track users. And now that even the big web browser providers, and I just copied the article here from Inc. talking about that Google is planning to eliminate third-party cookies in its browsers. So at the end, we are coming to a world or coming to a time where it is quite hard to actually get like to mark people with a cookie to find some later on in the universe and to come up with to identify them again. And that's why a lot of radio stations or audio companies in Germany and the rest of Europe invested a lot in their own data management platforms. And I think the basic idea behind it is that they want to that the radio industry is quite interested into an ability to work with data where they don't really rely on cookies. And what they came up with, and what also we supported some of our radio companies that we're working together with is to build data management platforms that from a technology point of view don't really rely on cookies and also are future proof. And to just show on how that's working, an example here in Germany is, for example, if you take a lot of different data points which are not coming from the from cookies. For example, we know that a user is listening over an iPhone, and based on data we acquired with different market research companies, we know that a person normally listening over an iPhone tends to have a higher income than somebody listens over an Android device. With just this information alone, we wouldn't know that this listener is in particular kind of like having a high income. But on the other hand, we know from geo IP location that this person is also located in Munich. Based on official data, we know that people in Munich normally tend to have a higher income than people in other parts of Germany, because Munich is quite an expensive city. So that's why this also adds to the assumption that this person will have a high income. Then we know based on the music genre that this person is listening to that this is a classical music station that this person is listening to. And if we also add that in the equation, we end up with a person listening over an iPhone, coming from music, listening to classical music. And based on this data, our data management software and the others that are out there can predict that this person has a high income, even though we are not using any cookie and having any data else available. And this is a big benefit, even though kind of like a lot of audio users is happening on dumb devices, we are now able to actually target on 100% our inventory, because as a sales house, that was one of the biggest challenges that we had in the past, that people were coming to us asking for data products. But at the end, we could only offer that on a very small part of our inventory. And if you add an targeting on the top of that, we ended up with not a lot to sell to our clients. And that's why we invested in this technology to make sure that we can target on 100% of our inventory. I think another trend that I currently see concerning data that will not stop for linear broadcast radio, because we see in Europe right now that also clients demand of having like this digital approach of doing things also for broadcast radio. And I think there is a big trend that linear radio and online audio will grow more and more together. And here's a case that we did in Europe with Apollo, which is a huge retail store for glasses in Europe. Europe. And they had the challenge that they want to use traditional linear radio to drive people to the store. And they want to use data for that. And what have we done with them is we partnered together with them, made sure that they provide us with data. And they were really interested about getting people to the stores on days where their store frequency was below average. Because, like, you know, when you buy glasses, it sometimes takes the time, takes a while, because like your eyesight needs to be checked, etc. So it's a quite complicated process of buying glasses, from what I can tell you from my personal situation. So it takes some time. So, and they want to make sure that people are coming to the stores when the stores are empty, because then the people are just standing there not doing a lot. And, that's what, they were trying to achieve with radio ads. And we partnered together with them, got the data from them, from the light barriers at the entrance of the store. And we used the morning to analyze about how good the store traffic was on this particular day. So in the morning, the client told us the expectations, said like, okay, until 1 o'clock in the morning or in the afternoon, we expect to have at least 50 visitors on this particular store. And if the were less than 50 listeners, we want to do like an additional boost with radio. And we did that by kind of like getting this data and then putting spots on air on the local radio station. So this is linear radio, by the way, and aired a spot kind of like in the afternoon. And the results there was kind of like we did it in one part of Germany with, I think it was like 15 radio stations, and we could increase the store traffic for this particular days by over 9%. So I think there is a huge trend in Europe currently happening about getting more data, using this data wisely to target very specifically. And I think this trend is not stopping only on the audio. I think it will also infect our linear and broadcast business of the radio industry. And I think we as the digital people within the organizations can also help out our broadcast guys in the organizations to show them kind of like what we learned from our digital sales channel, and also kind of like use new technology to make this digital approach also possible for linear broadcast radio channels. The second big trend that I'm currently seeing in Europe right now is that we have a big demand for what they call convergent products. So the idea is that they are not talking about radio anymore or online audio anymore. They are basically talking about audio. So when a rep firm or a radio organization is talking to clients in Europe, I often see that they are now moving in the space where they're trying to build bundles and trying to sell audio together with online audio. So they are looking for smart ways of how they can combine this thing. And I think kind of like one of the benefits with, for example, with software companies as us is we invested a lot of time in the past to kind of like build ways on how this is possible. And I just want to show you kind of like a quick insights kind of like on how this could look. Oops. So I'm not sure about which screen I'm sharing. You should, Lee, can you just give me a heads up if you're seeing my software presentation right now instead of the PowerPoint? Because I have two screens, so I don't see which is sharing here right now. Sorry for that. Okay, perfect. I would assume
I'm just like seeing a single screen with yourself alongside it, Matthias. I assume that's the screen you're wanting.
I don't know why this is not sharing. Let me try to share again. Sorry for that. Why that's broke? Share screen and desktop share. Okay. Sorry for that. No, it should work. Correct. Perfect. Good. So I just want to show you kind of, for example, what we are currently building in Belgium, because in Belgium, they're really interested into kind of like having like audio traded as one. So online audio and linear radio as one. So they ask us, for example, to build a software that is able to do all of that in one technology. So if you're setting up a campaign, I would just jump through the basic setups quite easily. It's kind of just contact information. They want to have like an ability where they can say like, we can plan with artificial intelligence, where the client is just asked to type in a budget, the period of time. Let's say like it's a 2-week campaign in June. And they want to move away from an idea where they talked about radio as total. So here you can see it's kind of like, it's just talking about audio. So you can add like one audio element. And then in the next steps, if you can select a target group, it asks you about like, okay, should it be a radio campaign? So I'm just selecting a bunch of radio stations here in Belgium. And you can also put online audio within part of this cross-media campaign. And I think this is a quite unique thing or trend that's happening in Europe right now, that you can easily, or that the companies are looking for technologies that allows them to easily integrate radio and online audio into one big campaign and offer that as one big package to the client. If I'm doing that kind of like and going through the things, kind of like what you can see here is that the software is automatically suggesting me a split between radio and online audio based on the budget that I put in. And this is kind of like one of the big trends that I'm currently seeing, that clients and customers are looking for this kind of easy ways on how they can integrate online audio and online audio and broadcast radio together in one product and sell that kind of to the industry as one product, to combine the strengths of linear broadcast radio with a lot of listeners and also with the high targeting abilities of online audio. And if you have smart technologies for that, then you're probably on the right track as a radio company. So now we talked about data and convergent or products. I think another big trend that I'm currently seeing is customers want to be more in control of what's going on. Like in the past, and we had to chat with a Dutch radio company, and they told me like in radio, the thing is kind of like the customer experience happened like when we were selling a radio campaign. It was like customer was requesting an offer. We sent them back a PDF file, and then they booked this 200,000 euro campaign. And the only thing that they got was like a thank you email with a PDF attachment saying like, thank you for buying this and here are your spots. The thing is, if you spend like a few bucks with Google, you will get a ton of reporting data. And I think that's a trend that's also happening. I think one of the countries that was quite advanced there was UK. They introduced JET, like a system that can be used to trade a radio or audio quite easily. And I know, especially the online world, is all about the traditional DSPs. But I think kind of like the traditional DSPs, from what I see right now, are not 100% capable of supporting all the benefits of audio. So what we currently see in the market is there are a lot of customer portals, agency portals popping up that specialize in trying to combine linear channels with online channels and to use all the benefits that we have for audio instead of just purely focusing on like display audio and integrating that into one interface. So there are a lot of special products popping up in the market that are just purely focused on that. And for example, like I said, in Belgium, we're also building like this standardized portal there. So there's a lot of movement in the market. And just in Australia, just a few months ago, there was Radio Matrix involved, so also a self-booking tool. So I think there's a lot happening in the market with the self-booking tools and all of that. I think that's a huge trend that we're currently seeing in Europe. And I think the fourth and the last trend that we are currently seeing in the market is the big M&A wave in the edtech market. So there are a lot of clients being acquired or a lot of tech company being acquired. Since we are here at the RAIN Summit, are purely focused on the two major companies in the online audio sector besides us. It was AdSwiss and Triton, both got acquired in the last years. AdSwiss by Pandora, now owned by Zeros, and Triton, I think they got acquired by iHeart. So there's a lot of movement in the tech industry happening, and a lot of companies in Europe were now kind of like reviewing their tech stack because they were thinking about like, okay, do we really want to work together with a partner who's owned by maybe one of our competitors? How do we see it with data? All of that. So that's also one big trend in the market right now, that a lot of companies are currently reviewing their tech partnerships with a lot of companies because they want to make sure that they have a partner which is future-proof and also kind of like where their interest of the tech partner is also in the interest of the company. So there's a lot of movement in the market right now, which was quite helpful for us sometimes because we are still owned by the management. So it was kind of like was sometimes a big little benefit in one of the request of proposal workflows. But I think from my personal point of view, there's a lot of movement in the market, especially because companies are getting bought. There are some change in ownership and companies are thinking about like, okay, how do we deal with this change in ownership? And there was a lot of movement in the technology market in the last years and months, what I saw in Europe. So I also promised you some learnings kind of like that I want to give sequence this presentation out of this big trends, I think the four learnings that I would like to highlight with this presentation is first, think about building your own cookie-less data management platform, because I think in the future, we cannot rely really on cookies because of everything that's going on with web browsers, everything that's going on with data protection and all of that. So there's a lot of movement in that field. So US Radio Group or the Audio Group is probably, it's a good idea to think about how can we build our own cookie-less data management platform and who is the right partner to build this with. I think another step that you should think about is invest in technologies that allows you to build convergent products, because with a lot of clients that we worked together in the past and which we spoke, when they draw me a map about their technology partners, at the end, they ended up with, I don't know, 20, 30 different technologies that they used. And if that's your technology stack, it's quite complicated to build convergent products. So I think a big trend in the future will also be like, okay, who are our partners? Do they work together? Can we build APIs? Or maybe do we even find a system that supports all out of one system? So I think that's a big learning that you can take from my impressions in Europe. And I think another thing that you should think about, give agencies or advertisers access to inventories of our customer portals and not think about only working together with the big DSPs out there. Also think about investing into own technology, own customer portals, because that's a big trend right now in Europe, that also that the media groups want to be in control and want to be in the driver's seat to be able to make the customer portal as beneficial for the business as possible. So this is a big trend, and I would suggest you to also kind of like look into that things. And also, I think whoever tech partner you're working together with, just pay attention to who's owning who and what does that effect have on your business, and kind of like pick the technology partner that's right for you. And I think that's also one big lesson that I learned. It's kind of, I think radio and audio will be a lot around technology in the future. So look for a technology partner that can support you on the journey and make sure that they share the same vision as you. And I think then the future will be quite bright, and I think it will be quite beneficial for everybody in the industry to be part of this growing environment. So thank you for your time. Sorry for the little technical issues we had during the presentation, but that's the disadvantage of doing it on Zoom. And I also put here my contact information. So if you want to get in contact with me, just ring me, put me on LinkedIn, or just send me a quick email. I will also be happy to share this presentation with you if somebody wants it. So just let me know if I can assist on anything.